Gin the current daf mesecht baba basr daf zayin gin the malach gin the tezmat the bringing the words gemara shreifa kreisach, which what does that mean? So Pesach Kondrashi explains shachar kamasech, bend down your height and go into the first floor apartment. The reading there, the reading appears that actually shreifa is lashon shifshuv, which is like rubbing. Shemeschachik barot said he rubs himself on his belly on the ground as he's crawling in to the space. Next says master begin with gemara buki striki. What does that mean? It means anoshim reikim, empty people. Which mitargaminon, meaning the word sruki means it's empty jugs, but sruki means empty because we find the nashim reikim, empty people. Mitargaminon, they say in sefer shayftim perikid up govern sruki and empty people, so you see that sruki means empty. Next test matzah to bring with the gemara, haynu hach. That the gemara is asking, why do you have to bring these two halachas? They seem to be saying the same thing. Shleisav and Temtev asked, take a second look and says, really? But Vashminon Bahai Uvdo, with the first story is actually teaching us. I mean, each one is teaching us something we would not have known from the other one. So, by the first story, we know the halacha that Bahai Uvdo the Chadita Atika Loikoi, that a new wall in an old apartment is not going to last. And Delishminon Mahi Delel. I mean, that we know from the second one, which we wouldn't know from the first story. That's only from the second story. And Ule'el Yitzrich, and then we need the first halacha to look at our man, like we said. That Johanna Mili, when did we say this? Is Lemotik Shur Lamat Mayud Behulu, if the beams don't go lower than 10 Tfachim, then you demolish and you build a house. That's halacha you only know from the first story. So says the Bishamitzik, it says, yeah, the Mils Lepshitahi, no, it's not true, because the second story really is not teaching us anything. Yeah, the first one's teaching us this halacha of Kshul Mat Mayud, but the second, the Mils Lepshitahi, the Chadata, to have one new wall, the Kulatika, and the rest, old Lekor is not going to last. And therefore, for that, we didn't have to bring the second story, and maybe that's what the Gemara is asking. Why do you need both? Next test, Mat to begin with the Gemara Espalida. Shpesh Rashi explains this traklin. The one brother took the mansion that's Yafa, a beautiful mansion. Ubaruch, Pirish, he explains that Espalida means Ma'ara, a cave. Can Matargim, like a friend, till Nun Zain, Neshal b'Ma'ara, that he hid from Shal in the cave, which is Bespalida. Now, by him, a reader, he says Espalida, the Hacha. He actually is Mara. Says here, Espalida cannot mean a cave, because when the Kamar Nami the Olu Lahadodi Bikshuri Bahudri that said that okay, that was the exchange that the offset that Bikshuri Bahudri with the different parts and elements of what you'd use for construction. More like a Kshuva Hadari, but you don't have that when you have in a cave. Cave is from the ground. Well, even more of them, they come from the fact that he says Meikara Espalida Bahashto Idroina. Oh, in the beginning it was a mansion or whatever Espalida, however you translate it. Now it's Idroina, which is dark. More like our club, but in the cave there's never any light at all. So therefore, Mefarshri explains differently. He said Espalida Dahacha Bachsadro. It's an achsadra, which the achsadra is closed on three sides, open on one side. Sheshba ayra gedoyla, it has a lot of light. Shaprutza baruch echad, because it's open on one side totally. Kedamrin b'leich 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 closed on three sides, open on one. B'leich 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 it's obvious from the Gemara Menach, that we're going to base. Dama Abai says, Chazinu lus palid de b'mar, the east lehu petzimi b'leich b'leich. It says, I see it has side posts, it doesn't have mezuzah. But one thing we see is that what Spalida is. Spalida is an achsadra that's a close on three sides. So by one side, that's what's discussing over there. Why is it no mezuzah? Next test, Matt, begin with the words. He says, the two brothers that one took, you know, the Spalida, another one took the garden, and the guy who built the garden is making a wall. And the guy that's Spalida says, you're making it dark. He says, well, I'm building in my portion. So Pesha conjures, Rashi explains that, yeah, you don't have a chazak of having light on me from 3 years, and therefore I'm allowed to do, even though it's going to block your light. So he says, "V'teim, it's a wonder because she yochala feel her love." Or the figure says she yeah. That it's a wonder that he should be able to darken it on him. How could you do such a thing? What does the mansion have value if you can make it totally dark? But more, but the mic come. What's he saying? That oh, in the airspace they have no rights one and the other. But of course they have rights regarding the airspace because the bias below are in the club. A house without any light is not worth anything. So how could you say like, yeah, I can do it on my property and I'm not doing anything wrong? So my father and Tommy explains Shemes Belida that no, actually from this chasadro or mansion, whichever one Hayoch Liris Lusadisa, he was able to look at his field Derech Atabitza through the garden. The Ka'amar, this study is saying Mafalte Lavai, you're making it dark in me. That doesn't really mean literally dark. Kind of show you Ma'akva, he was just stopping Shayoch Liris Lusadisa. He just can't see his fields anymore. But Karle Nami Adrena, that's also called, so to speak, making it like dark in me. Shayoch Lahab Lavrocha, because he can't see it to a distance, but it's not really making it dark. Chemafar Shahud Lakaman Soti explains more later on. Ahmed Bays, Elam Chaloyin is Zel Zeh. They have no rights for windows, one on the other. That it also means the same idea. That that you can't complain that he's building a wall opposite his window. It doesn't mean totally making it dark. It just means he can't see his fields. However, Mi Akash Lari, but the Ri has a difficulty with this interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Micah was the Gemara asking, what's the difference from between this situation of a Spalida, where you can't stop them, to the two brothers that divide the Yerusha? One takes a vineyard, one takes a wheat field. That the one who has the vineyard could mandate four amas in the guy's wheat field. What type of question is that? Of course, the guy from the vineyard has four amas. Because it's necessary for the vineyard. But over here, it's not like light as you're saying. You're saying it's just that he couldn't see his fields. That's not so inherent as is the case of the Dalai Lamas. So mishamachi b'din kamarlei. So what do you mean? Of course that. He shouldn't be able to stop him from building a wall. So what are you asking by the Dalai Lamas? So therefore, rather when Eri appears to the Ri, the Vada Hayy Mafalalav Ha'ira. No, it's not true. He was blocking the light. Not like a man time just couldn't see his fields. But it didn't mean totally. Shlahayba or Gedayla just didn't have so much light, Kasha Tzach Lachsaja, like he needed for his Achsaja. Abadai Hayyba or God, but there still was a lot of light. Vada Amar. And this thing must have learned from Beis Mabeis, we connect the Merchid Dalai Lamas that, you know, when a guy has a window, that you have to distance Dalai Lamas Shleyafel, that it doesn't make it dark, and the Shleyafel Gamri means that they don't make it totally dark. Actually, hey, roll the Shlamas, but they won't be able to use it very well. But again, you could do, as long as it doesn't make it totally dark, like Arguma. Shemachi Karli Idrainam. And that's why he's saying, like, oh my gosh, you're making it to Adrayna, Mishum to Legabe Chsadra, because in regards to Chsadra, Adrayna, but it wasn't really totally dark. Rashnam Yose Shaper, and now it makes sense to Leila Adol Bavira that, like, no, they have no rights, one another in their space. Shutar Chsadra, which is necessary for the Chsadra, it's not included, because it's not totally darkening, and therefore he has no rights on him. Next, that's Mata Bigam Bigmara, Buddha Kurgli Beis Kur. So, if a guy says he can sell a Beis Kur and he has just a lesser, half of that, if it's called a Beis Kur, the Mechira takes effect, as long as it's called a Beis Kur. Now, it takes qualified to the law. He says a good guy must be talking about, for example, Shalikir, Yudea, Shias, like Karkar, Jakar, Beis Kur. The buyer knew that he had a piece of property that's just called a Beis Kur. And because Dimlikin, if that wasn't the case, so he misled him. But Philim Roy, Bishas Mechira, Shein Shom Beis Kur, and even if he sees at the time of the sale that there's no Beis Kur with him, Yechalemi, he could say, Sabar Yisi, I thought Shayisa Mashalmi Beis Kur, that you would supplement me the Beis Kur, and therefore I was not agreeable. So it must be that he knew, and then it's going to go valid. Then there's been something to say, why? The name of the Dam Maidim, why don't you say the halachic principle of, well, let the amount of money, how much he paid, notify us? Vimnosnai demay base kur, we give him the amount of money of a base kur, then I fell a car the base kur, then even if they sort of be called a base kur, Yashman the base kur shulme, you should have to compensate him for entire base kur, because that much money he gave. It's talking like he made it very cheap for him. He wasn't paying him a fellow demay lesach, even the value of how much a lesach is, which is half of that. And therefore, the currently based core, if they have a property that's called a base core, then even if it is only a lesach, higiyoy, then that's what he's getting. Now, be like currently based core, and if it doesn't have any property called a base core, then yeah, I have lost the base core, so we would have to give him a full base core, even though we get paid less than even how much half of that is. Or you know, another approach is like, no, he didn't charge him cheaper. But if you're going to Nosson Loy Deme Lesach, we gave him the amount of money of a Lesach, which is half of a base core. Now, Vahash is like this. Ilakar the base core, if he doesn't have any property called the base core, Yochel Loy Melikech. So then the buyer could say that like this. Im Tirtz, if you want, Losli base core Shalom, to give me a full base core, Balam Mekechecha, and to stand by your sale, which you told me base core, then I'm going to stand by that. If not, Tachzim O'Isa, give me back my money. You're right, you can't demand more than that. Because he ultimately only paid for the amount of lesach. But he says, if not, give me back my money. Because I will cover the base core, because if he has a property called the base core, then he gives it, no, the sale is done. I'll be ashamed by a lesach, even though it's only going to be a lesach, and it's only half of what a base core really is.